Much else to do. So when you're done with the meeting, just take your microphones off, and it would be helpful if you could come let me know. I'm just across the hall when you speak. I'll just sit there. Just let me know you're finished. Thanks.
I'll tell you, we've got Congo T-Wave traction. If you control the thing afterwards, it'll play where it should be in the model.
Yeah, I'm just like sort of like preparing people for it looks like really nothing. It looks like basically less than their stuff, but actually they've written a whole underlying different structure now, and if we hooked it up with my display, then we should fairly easily from now get to a stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display dense information. Now at the moment the application is
We should probably set up this size is because that's such an easy thing to do.
Yes, sure, but so at the moment we have a dialog act window and a graphical display. I'm not
Are you
sure.
missing the sound?
No, the interesting thing is the sound came when I tried it last time after I triggered off something by clicking on something.
Oh, there it
Yeah,
is.
there suddenly they come. Probably they're just slow in loading. And they don't have the buttons yet. So at the moment the display is still decoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not quite sure. Is this, it probably looks like Vera's data
That's Vera's data
from
on
the
the
looks of
display,
it.
but the segments are just made up.
Yeah, the segments are made up at the moment, but the code's there for integrating real segments. And this is summarized based on just where I said at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on. I realize I'm also pointing at my screen and you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on leak intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, but it should be said, it should have just copied it. But just to show, David's put a music file in there. And the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that Dave prepares an audio file, creates an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that you want to have. And that runs in sync with what we have in the. I'm not really sure why I'm making it loud. It's just. So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlighted dialog acts.
That's pretty good.
You can also control click on the dialog acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
Okay. So and that already this part here already is dynamically created. Let's just load it with the chat instead just to see a
Yeah,
difference.
yeah.
Where's
But that
the.
one looks almost just you need to
So which version of my data bus up is
zero
running
point
the
one,
first
the very
one?
first
Yeah.
one.
Yeah. We were like doing this, we were just concerned with the whole.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. Just
And
want to see
Dave,
if I understand.
where what am I looking for? Am I looking for a data manager? Where am I looking?
It'll be in the program.
Is it where the file names are? Is it
Where do
here?
I call your display?
Is it here where it's importance file?
No, it's on your display. Where it calls which one to get, you just need to change the flag.
In my display.
I think it must be, unless I pass you it.
How do you do this on the
Oh no,
user?
actually, yeah, you can change it for in the summary when the summary
Mm.
gets called in Program Manager, you can do it.
So are you basing it on certain thresholds above or
No,
is
no, yeah,
better
it's just that
as
it's a top random
okay.
sort of.
Okay, so where do you
The
say
easiest thing is in Program Manager where it makes the summary. It's probably the best way to do it.
you know where that is? Just about?
It'll be above that.
Above that.
It'll be down this, can be after the data manager's
In
main.
this main, in this
Yeah,
routine.
that. Our new summary.
There's something read importance with a zero, and there's read word importance with a one.
Yeah,
So let's
can't
hop those
remember that,
around.
but it.
Hmm?
Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then. electronic in some of these concerns.
What's the difference? So this is
it reads them into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to select which one to give that.
So let's just swap the file names around for now.
Yeah, if you want.
I don't want that to crash anything.
And that should be fine.
Oh yeah, and we really leave a song we have to file with.
Yeah, I should make a new constructor that lets me set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly. So this shows, if we see anything at all that we see at the moment, at least that we're definitely having a different summary, just because we're having a different important measure. So you see that it does something like at the moment. I think this
that's
was
the old
that's an old version. So it shows. So if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody, just like a thing, if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff. I have to get this button still.
Yeah. It's weird, online it can
from the all these oohs and ahems are spelled differently in the thing now. It's the problem. Should generalize.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display working just yet. But that should be more.
And that's a very old one, brother. I think those S's and E's and some of the single letters are because of the problem with my.
Yeah, no, this is very old. We should never call the Caltech stuff because we were working on. So we see that we have a very different density curve as well for this one. And. Yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now, first of all, put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching stuff on my screen, I realize. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length or by a constant factor of time, or? What would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant?
I suppose it should depend on the length of the segment.
So always like a relative, so it should always whatever reduce it to half.
It would sort of make more sense,
Because an alternative view would be that.
Yeah, but perhaps more than half.
I guess that could be a
adapted.
An alternative view would be that you could sort of make it that it always is the same length. So if you like, if the whole meeting is selected, it compresses the whole meeting to 5 minutes. Then if one segment, one topic is selected, then they place this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of that gives people a bit less control over. So maybe we should do it instead that it you can expect
that. To be honest, is something we can worry about. The end. I mean, that's quite trivial to change. And we've got a lot of other work to do.
Yeah. What's there to discuss for today, though? What's there to talk about for today?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the search.
Yeah, we need to get on that pretty shortly, I think.
Yeah. I'm thinking to do like an in-depth search.
Okay, so I'll need to do some changes to the program manager to be able to handle.
I think basically what I needed is just a list of words with an index to start with.
What kind of index?
I suppose it doesn't really matter as long as they're unique and it can I can pass them back to you. You can use that
in a hash
right.
Should we abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one whole group as one single thing and just work
certainly for now,
Certainly for now, probably for good, I think.
Okay. Hey, do you want you just got there for one meeting, are you needing more at the moment?
Well, from the point of us developing it, it doesn't really make much difference.
Do we have everything for the same meeting at the moment? Like, so are you all working on the same meeting?
Yeah, I think we're using the first one.
Did anyone ever check if that's actually a good meeting yet, or comparably to others?
I think it segments quite well, unfortunately.
you want to send the prototype and we should change the data only so that's
Sorry, the only problem with the first meeting is for that there is no a hotspot annotation for that. But I mean that's not a real problem.
Do you take it from my directory or do you have to put it in
Well, at the moment it's just an old file.
Yeah, but would you take it from
probably
my
yeah, best
or
to make a copy
okay.
of it. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the speech tools through Java Native interface because the documentation for them is horrific. It's really bad. But I think I just want to have a script for it with the system tool.
Yeah. Especially because I mean that's only done like once every time the selection changes, right? So even if we do an hourglass at that moment, then, you know, even if it pauses for 10 seconds, well, that's tough.
I don't think it'll take that long.
I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time, that the clock doesn't start before, or that the audio
yeah,
recover and things sort of.
So we just start everything after the summary's been created.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external call to make sure that the external thing is finished because in general like that's sort of running parallel, I think. Yeah. I have some code for system calls like that handles the in and the output if you need to that.
I don't think I need.
Okay.
Really, because I'll just dump out 10.3.5.
I don't really know what to talk about. We have. See, there's 1 week after my dissertation, so before the presentation of the prototype, which I can work a lot on this. That's good.
I think we should decide what we want it to actually look like in the end. Because. Are we going to have some kind of tree view to represent the meetings and stuff? Because if we're not, then we probably have to make a graphical display a bit more information.
Yeah, well, the graphical display would definitely have more information. If we're at the moment abandoning the concept of displaying the whole serious meetings, just because it's for us like more bureaucracy, more complexity, and it probably just won't give us any boundary points in the presentation. But do you think it will? I mean, do you think like?
I think it might. Why? Because Steve laid quite a lot of weight on surfing through meetings. So we should at least provide an overview of different meetings of one group. At the beginning, talked a lot about that.
It's not too difficult to do it in sort of a hack kind of way.
Well,
we can just treat it all
as one meeting. Yeah. Yeah, and then maybe have some basic information. Like if.
Well, we'll just create like hard segments at the start and end of each meeting, like ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows where meetings begin and over, and otherwise internally we treat it like so we have continuous IDs for the segments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works.
So other than we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one teams.
Yes, but apart from that we don't really do anything
yeah.
different.
I mean that's quite a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the only thing it would be that the display gets information about where they are and displays them as hard boundaries.
And what about the similarity measure for segments? Do we also present that in this window and do we do it across meetings? I think that was planned at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah, so initially I thought it was sort of more a search functionality that simply there's one button that says find similar segments, and then in the same display where we display the search results from the search.
Okay, so it wouldn't be displayed in the
So you think displaying like an information about similarity to the select like to a selected meeting in to a selected segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments and across meetings and separating by some.
No, I think that's, I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like
it might be possible to do it in the summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah,
it will
still appear continuous on the display.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's worth much bother though.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we do a similarity search and just like you say find me similar segments and then sort of like you have a list and you click on one of them and then you go to that segment, I think that's quite useful, even without displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how are we gonna display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just a more or less just imagine those are search results, each of them sort of giving whatever. We should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that we can call, maybe it's just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them. Like basically it's just a summarization down to one segment. And it would just be a list like this, and you click on one and then you know, then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification.
Yeah.
And then you could like, you could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine, because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs, and mine would give the start segment IDs. So basically this display would have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what like what it is.
Yeah.
When your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the afferent, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the afferent, but if you're searching for a word, you need an index for the word in the afferent.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so in your case, like you would basically would probably say the afferents here, or at least some part
of
it. You
could probably select it, yeah.
Yeah, and in my case, it would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then like the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
You click on it, and the selection moves, and the display goes to that part.
Okay, how advanced we can have our search? So I definitely
really
should restrict it.
Very different.
I think we should be able to restrict it to specific speakers.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Nothing
too fast.
If you can pass me like the dialogue app with with the speaker.
Do we have them with the speaker at the moment?
With the speaker ID.
Yeah, that should be enough, shouldn't
it? Yeah, because if someone could create a file with the speaker IDs and speaker names.
Oh yeah,
just
random.
I have that file.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Where is it? Is it in the group?
Yes, in the data, group data, speaker data or something.
Yeah, it's, the data manager should be quite well documented, so you should be able to use that search quite easily.
Yeah.
So, what about...
Can I use that at the moment? It's really to get dialogue out.
On the dialogue app level. I've not got it reading in the topic segments yet.
Yeah.
Just because that was low priority.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get all the options.
Alright. Yeah, should we just get started with making a search for those?
So what about a general layout like this that we have here, the dialogue apps and there the player? And here we'd have a search button and a similarity thing button.
So where are we going to put the search results?
Good question.
If we move everything to the right a little bit, make a little bar on the left, like search results.
I think we can leave those like iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Like we'll basically we'll get something to print out the location, so we'll arrange.
alternatively, we have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation, and we just arrange it manually.
Right? It's quite easy to do those, I mean.
Apparently Microsoft sometimes, or like at least in the past demonstrations where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working. That's what we're gonna do as well.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group?
No.
We should try running that thing again.
Yeah.
Just
now.
Or just delete all their code.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you've got great access.
That would be easy. I just want to get print of scene messages in the background. Standard output.
Yeah.
Is anything you did in a time bomb that only fails if the date is the date of the presentation? Yes, because we are nice people. If this rate thing, do we have any direct control to that, or is that just directly controlling how fast it plays and sort of we can only.
It doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all.
That's a pity because it looks like it's doing something.
You have to pause
it. Did you overtake that code from the original?
Yeah, that's the clock component.
Yeah, but also speeding up the.
Oh, it's
audience.
All part of the same component that does that.
Do you think if we override that component and just override whatever the action to that slide bar is?
No, we'd have to look in that code and see what it actually does. It's really bizarre. It slows it down, but a speed up doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, it's a different constructor.
Yeah. Also, their grasp of algebra is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be minus 2 times, it should be half.
Right.
Because that would be writing it backwards twice as quickly.
Yeah.
So something like their skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would ours skip automatically forward?
It should do, but you probably won't pass the end of the file.
Yeah, I realize.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they've got the minus in the code as well, and then something is messed up.
I think it's just, it did do it, it's that bright selection.
The simple view that we get that you can just like pass things into and then check when they got clicked through.
Something that might be comfortable is if you could, you know, like some applications when you open a file you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that that displays like a 5-line summary when you're about to open the file or something like that.
Yeah, I suppose you could calculate them offline and just, you know, have a little thumbnail.
We couldn't summarize. No, then we have to.
The summarize is quite quick. It can probably do it dynamically.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a bit pointless, but it would look good for the presentation.
Yeah, it would look pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of good quality summary out of it.
Yeah.
In a sense, I mean, if we, like probably that would be the same thing that we also display up here, because I really think that having like some, but that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines. Like really, just getting, I think getting 1 or 2 best utterances for each segment would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was like displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Mm.
Another quite good thing might be, do you know how easy it is to apply tools to this thing?
I think it's
pretty easy. There's one would be quite cool, so on the search result, you give it each one the tooltip that had the context, like the utterance before, the utterance itself, and the utterance after.
Yeah,
so when you hover over.
Yeah.
Well, alternatively, you could always have sort of a third small component, whatever, like if this was the search results, and then there's just like something else that's parked under it, and when mouse goes over this one, it triggers that one to display it or something.
Yeah, if we can get the tooltip, we should.
No, tooltip is, I think, a very straight.
I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with a preview, we'll be able to get tooltip fairly simply because it's just a property of it.
Yeah, that's what I really
thought. I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff, because I wonder how good that look, but we can try that.
It's quite a problem on some applications.
Really? Yeah. So far, I'm using tooltips, so few words now. But yeah, that should be fairly easy.
moving around the graphical display that has moves according to the.
Yeah, yeah, we will have that, exactly, it's gonna happen today, and we will have proper segments as well.
Mm. Is that quite easy to do today, a moving cursor?
The thing I would like, I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it, to completely repaint the whole thing every second. So at the moment, I'm just, whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do, just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea, but until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'll probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just some indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something.
Mm.
And then I can just like repaint a small area around.
All we need to do is just one value, the height. It doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the colour that it was last at, then you redraw a line behind it of that colour, then the.
Yeah, I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that. I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be easy, provided that now the calculations of like where we are in time here are correct, and that's just something that isn't tested so far. But it should be. So the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the information density measure? So do you think there'll be a point where you say, well, that's it, we have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do, or?
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So, I mean, if you need me to work on something else, I can try to finish my stuff early, but otherwise, I can still keep working on it, improving it, I think.
I'm actually, at the moment, I don't see how many people can work on the programming
right
anymore.
Now, we're looking at much benefit.
Hmm?
Right now, we're looking at much benefit.
No.
So as I've finished all the meetings, I think there's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method. But that could be quite difficult. I would have to tag on some part of it or something. Because if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better. Because I don't know how to do better.
So this is the component-based evaluation you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really keen on that.
Well, I guess
that's a bit annoying, because like, it's my hope we could just kind of cobble something together and just say, look, it's great.
Yeah, I just need to do some sort of informal.
I was a bit pissed off yesterday about that part, because it was sort of just like a decision we had taken to say, okay, we've been talking about evaluation in the first report, there's nothing new we can say about it this time. And I thought we said that in the meeting before we wrote the report. And then he came back with this whole criticism saying like, oh, you didn't say anything about evaluation, and then, yeah, but you did it in the last trip, but we said you're not going to go, oh, but now I expected it in more detail. And
yeah, literacy, everything.
If that translates to 80%, like, if those actually translate to really, like, their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think they do, because that's the first 60%.
16?
Yeah.
I thought they were 30% each.
What?
I think they're 10%.
10%.
Yeah.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%?
I thought they were 30.
Okay. Well, how much do you think they were?
I think it was 10%.
Yeah,
10%. Not bad. But also, it just means that he's relatively lenient, because I mean, the reports were, I think, were good reports, but like, probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's a good sign. It shows that he's not hell-bent on
it. Yeah, I suppose you can see what in the work.
And then you'll see the final display and you realise that it was all fake and
yeah, I think we rampantly underestimated how long it takes to do the actual software engineering.
Yeah, interface and integration. Yeah.
See, the thing is, like for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I am doing now, I'm rid of it, including the dissertation, and DIL.
Yeah, same for me.
See, I'll probably just be starting stuff then, because I'll be starting the SNLP thing and the DM project.
Oh, no, I forgot about that.
What are you doing for the DM project?
I'm going to do like an online museum archive, get like a document for each exhibit.
Because, yeah, I kind of nicked the idea that he went to that court and I went like on for guitar temperature.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
Cheeks, I think it's gonna be quite hard.
Yeah, we'd have to do like music notation and stuff.
Well, Tab doesn't usually have music notation, it's just pitch information.
Okay, that's not much.
See how far I get anyway.
So, gentlemen, if you got something like this and like this for with your current data, would that help in? Sort of, I've been promising this for a week now, I realize I'm
going. I don't know if it's bad. It might be a help.
Because essentially, at the moment, I mean, it's pretty much it should be a question of copying it over, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just
we can easily add a command line parameter.
It's not essential, though, I think.
You can probably add an open file dialog box with minimum effort, because I think the ready-made component that returns a string for a file name.
It might even return a file name.
Or that, yeah. So we can do that today?
Probably. The thing is, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense to commit file open or anything like that, because it's more like an option to set the path.
Yeah, but why?
Because it reads everything just from one file.
Yeah, no, sure. It would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning as a startup option, just to ask for a file name. Then we can just publish a script that you just run and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Like, I forgot about that. Well, I'm not sure if we had that problem before. Finding the Java media, the Java X media stuff.
Oh, yeah, that did happen before.
Yeah. I was like suddenly panicking and when I realized, God, I just thought it would be fairly straightforward to get it going here. And then I got. Yeah, so if we do a word which automatically opens up a file open box, you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
Yeah, per utterance, I print the utterance and the idea of the utterance and
So would it be easy / difficult / impossible, like at the moment if you skip to a treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the IDs from top to bottom.
Or even just the entire corpus, that's what that columns files.
But the entire corpus?
Too much difference. If I just take a file on where one meeting is in, concatenate all of it, should be too
much. It's easy to.
Yeah. Where do you think you can produce something like that? I think we should go for one group, not for the whole corpus.
I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus because the IDs have gaps and stuff in them otherwise. And it means you have to read through the list of utterances when you're compiling all the data over and over and over and over again.
So you want the dialect numbers to be continuous throughout the corpus, so that second meeting the answer was 300 or something.
No, but Dave, yes, so that's what I was thinking, that like the second meeting should continue to the first one stopped, and for one group, that's true, because it's sort of like their meetings, you know, like they're one meeting.
The main data, that's just finding unique numbers throughout the entire corpus. Well, at the moment, from the dump file, it's just got the unique numbers throughout the entire corpus.
The utterances. Okay, and that's.
And it makes more sense to be that anyway, because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have references that could potentially have the same ID.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic why sort of like until here it's the meeting about this thing and then it's that thing and then it's this like.
Whereas yeah, that's the point of the data management, is to manage all that.
Couldn't we just take the name each dialogue act meeting dot dialogue act number?
It's possible.
We'll
it's
on the name that.
It's not really much point because at the moment it's got quite a nice property that the dialogue act number also coincides with the array index number in the array of dialogue acts.
Or
it's quite nice.
Maybe we're talking like so your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it that this would only like the display would only display one group?
You could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if I mean I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager filters it out and like I just think that in the logic of the program it's much easier to justify why we say we treat a series of meetings as one single thing rather than
you may not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned, say, and those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that. Whereas the data, if you're doing the data manager, you can control any logic like that programmatically rather than doing it by hand and setting it in stone for all time.
I would find logical reasons for why you can just say.
Well, it's just good practice. Like it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see this two completely different. Like I see each group is completely separate.
Yeah,
well,
that's
data,
a decision
but shouldn't
we're forcing on the user when we don't have to.
Okay. But would it still like would we still in the logic of it still have continuous IDs if we say we take just one meeting? Like would the display for example still be able to just say I want from whatever from the first until the last and everything in between sort of and the data manager would then display that just for that meeting?
Why not?
Okay, well if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for your top
For the target savings?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, for the target savings I have, but for the utterances, it's got one meeting to apply.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was it would be continuous.
I think everything should be like that, continuous and chronological.
Okay.
Is that what you've got? Because different meeting series overlap?
For example, as there are not F0 values for every speaker, sometimes
I'm
not for
sure
every meeting,
really
how will I count that up? I mean,
if there's no value, I guess you have to put 0 in.
Okay, at the moment I don't even generate any document for those.
Yeah.
But because.
Well, it might be more sensible to start with an average value.
But wouldn't it be better for the importance measure if that just wouldn't be part of it then?
Well, we'd want to use F0 when it was present, though, wouldn't we?
Hmm?
We'd want to use F0 when it's present.
Yeah, where is that? So you'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's no F0.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different importance measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline.
I think it's done in the program.
Yeah,
in
the summer is the ideal place. Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment to play around with it, what's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display? I mean, there's probably logical ways, like if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something. Has anyone ever experimented with sort of displaying two-dimensional information in color? Because then we could do adjustments and wearers probably in the same scale.
You could use red, green,
green and blue to display up the three.
Yeah.
But do we really want to display them separately because
for
the
now
one? Okay.
No, for now.
For us.
Yeah.
Okay.
For us.
Might be interesting giving you the just the word importance.
Yeah, but then the user would have to know about what
I think
was what and what contributed to the blue stretch and what contributed
should
to the
human
red ones.
Human non-linguistic user. But I think probably for us, like in developing it, it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll try the red, green, blue. What, does anyone know about this hue and saturation thing that I've worked there? Yeah, nobody's done much color work.
I don't know how to do it in Java.
Oh, it's not a problem of doing it, like I think.
The trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale, like it comes up to like red two or three times and
okay.
stuff like that.
Well, I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop color cube or whatever it is, given color cube. Look at.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose, for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll produce a version of this which opens up with a dialog box where you can select a file. And then you'll get this type of display with that file. And that's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone is using now? Are we talking about swapping?
No, there's no reason why you can't swap meetings at the moment. There's a data set for it.
So everyone should produce stuff for the whole corpus now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sensible way to
do it. Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting and like sort of from which utterance to which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, that's well, it's not reading that in yet, but that will be part of the data manager as well.
Is
like
anyone
access classes all defined?
Is anyone providing that at the moment?
That's in your file, isn't it?
Mm.
There's each utterance has got an ID associated with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can we write one program that calculates all the for all our different contributions to the importance measure the absolute dialogue act numbers for the meeting? Because at the moment we all produce the numbers for each meeting separately.
Well,
so just just enumerate it from the next number three.
Yeah, but we should all use the same program,
mm-hmm.
I think. Would prevent us from having too much mistakes in it. Or at least mistakes would be consistent.
Yeah, it should be consistent.
As in, I just don't understand much what a difficult it is to do different things.
I can do it, I can read in. I have different unfortunate measures.
As long as everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when you're reading it in.
Well, we have got the index for converting from various IDs to yours, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that's what, that one's quite easy. Have you got that for? No, it's just for one meeting at the moment.
Yeah, I've got the indexes for all meetings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we email out a script on how to like load it, so yours would always be loaded in, I guess. guess, like there would only be one version of your data, and you could just overwrite the version if you want. But you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then.
No.
Well, that's what I meant, is it's a bit pointless having its file open, because it'll be opening those files all the time. It's more sensible to have it as an option.
Well, what would the option be?
I just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts up, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so make an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization, or?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I was just thinking so that both Jasmine and Vera could see their data working.
Well, of course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both, has two options windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, they'd have to pick which one to sync the clock to.
Is that not getting too much?
To add another dialog app window is really easy.
So we would have like each of those components for Jasmine and Vera.
Oh, I'd say if you could make a change to your thing so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half,
yeah,
and the bottom half the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one, an average that we can change the parameters for.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I could easily make it throw up three different dialog patterns.
Would that not require three clocks? And
no, I just have two of them not synced up.
But that also
just for evaluating the data.
Okay, because the dialog. The display also gets the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if there's just one of them, because otherwise it's getting messy.
Oh, right, yeah.
So why don't we just make a swap? Why don't we make a switch instead? Like,
oh no, it's still good because. Oh no, it isn't.
I don't want to do like
yeah,
three
no,
like
no,
three
no.
internal time scales, so it's just getting
yeah.
messy. Well, I guess really, I mean, alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing, just create three scripts, or two
yeah,
scripts,
yeah.
which load a parameter, a command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just that.
No, hold on, it wouldn't need three internal time scales, because only one syncs the clock, or
okay.
and the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that, the bar, it's real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they would all be in the same time scale.
Okay, would the others? We just have three summarizers and then they all sync up with one clock.
No, only one of them syncs.
Okay, the other
so
one is just a static dialog app
yeah.
box.
Because it doesn't really matter that they sync up for the purpose of evaluating.
Okay.
Data.
Okay. Yeah, so we have three color displays, like three. Oh,
yeah. I mean, not in the final version. Just
no, sure. Or maybe just start with just. Two, like without even combining them in any sophisticated way, just
yeah,
just two, yeah. Okay, shall we wrap that up? So sorry, I'm imposing.
How easy would it be to make it so you can add arbitrary numbers of them? Do you think?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like different measures to the display.
If I have to. Do it flexibly, then I probably then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort though?
Well, that's the thing, it was going to take more than like an hour or something, it's not worth it.
Because we'll never have more than two, and we'll never have, well, we either have one or two, so in the end. Because you don't have different versions of, right? Well, I guess you probably would.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we have to find more sophisticated ways of loading it. So that might.
That's easy because one can take any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that we'd have to have some dialog box for open system. It might take half an hour in the display, not more than
that. I need to make a minor addition to the date to manage it and summarize it, but it's more or less ready to go.
But it might, I think it might not really be worth it. Let's work on the other stuff first, like some of the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a adjustment script and a error script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one is the static one. That should be fairly easy to do that. If I just double the display and you make a like non-synced up set in Dialogax, and yeah, and then they can fine-tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code it is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful with them and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different. Just disconnect it from whatever it's doing.
Yeah,
and
I think
then have that set for the summary or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. So the thing it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override the function that reacts to that. Like the rate is probably a property, which in the worst case we have to set public. But if we want to react to it being changed automatically, we might have to.
But it doesn't react to it being changed automatically. It only reacts when you press play.
So
you have to stop it and start it to make it
different. Okay. Yeah, so it shouldn't, like, even if we have to extend night clock, and it should just be a matter of changing one single method in it.
Yeah, I mean, just disconnect it from whatever it sends in the media player,
yeah,
and connect it up to our summarizers, and it's different than our summaries. Because,
yeah,
like, we could make that not even have, like, a real sort of meaning, just put, like, max and min,
mm-hmm,
and the user can just, like, say it. And without actually telling them what it actually means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We could justify all sorts of stuff like that by in the presentation by saying we deliberately tried to keep any complexity in numbers and stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah, we could have done
something. Take away the label to say minus four times as well. That's incredibly unintuitive.
We don't want to confuse people. We give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice and it calms people down.
So what kind of change will we impose on summarization? Because if we fine tune according to them and it's not finished,
I won't make any huge changes. Like they always have the ability to read the original ones, but it might be quite cool to have a combined measure, like just a weighted average. It's probably the most sensible way to go about it, and possibly threshold in there.
So at the moment you have got a threshold and everything that's above it is displayed?
No, it just takes the top like 20 or 40.
Yeah,
or
so it's some kind of threshold that's.
Yeah. Shall we meet in an hour or so? We're probably going to eat something.
Well, I was going to go to the gym about 3.
Okay, yeah, I was planning the same, but we won't get so much done before 3, that's the thing.
Well, to be honest, like, it's much quicker for me to get stuff done on my own. It made more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks and then do them separately.
Okay, listen, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all the display.
Well, it'll be after 4 then, because I'm going to go at 3.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So we can meet at 5, and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Okay.
And
so meet, say, 5 till 7, that should be enough time. Yeah, it's much quicker if we're both working separately, I think. As long as we've been working together, like, I've just not got a lot done.
Yeah, that's true.
And like when I go home, I'll spend like the same amount of time getting loads done.
Yeah, so we can meet in 5 Napleton Tower and just work on So I'll have my I'll make sure that my display has all the stuff to talk about until then. And I agree to put those things together.
Okay, I'll be working on the search, I think. It's ready to
see
the
PR as well.
Yeah, and this will come and show me the data manager works.
It's all Java docs. The only class that's not Java docs is the program manager, because that's really quite hard.
But I mean, like, we should discuss together which, like, how the search interacts with the rest. So that's not something that Colin should
If you want, if it's useful, I can have each utterance store a list of its words. And you could also hash those words, which isn't quite what you need, because you don't want to be able to.
When would you have that? Because with each utterance a list of words.
Oh, I have that anyway. But it's in the file, so I just
could
dump it into a file.
It's quite easy, you'll just run a tokenizer over the string, and it's about four lines of code.
Yeah. Yes, or I don't know if I could just keep the dialogue back. Let's talk with that. I suppose it's Saturday.
So if you have these files where it has just direct X and a string of words.
Well,
then
at the moment it's just a string. It's text, one string.
Mm-hmm.
It would be trivial to split it up into
sure. And that would be, why do you have it?
It's in Java. That's it's modeled like it's an utterance class. It's just a list of utterances.
Mm-hmm.
Which format would you like to have it?
I'm just taking, you know, a direct like number and then string of words.
Can we not
you
give
get it
us
from Colin's file?
Yeah.
Colin's got that in there, his
mm-hmm.
file.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm reading.
Direct,
mm-hmm.
and then